Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Ruth chapter 3, verse 1, we see Naomi talking to her daughter-in-law Ruth. It says this, "Then Naomi, her mother-in-law, said to her, 'My daughter, should I not seek rest for you, that it may be well with you?'" Those who genuinely love think about how they might make those around them successful. Naomi was a needy woman, and Ruth rearranged her life to care for her. Now Naomi was thinking about what she could do to help Ruth. In the next few verses, Naomi is going to suggest that Ruth act in a way that would either destroy the opportunities she had been enjoying or move the relationship that had been developing between Boaz and Ruth to the next level. The suggestion would be bold, and perhaps even outside Ruth's personality or normative behavior or even comfort zone. Ruth was already demonstrating a tremendous vulnerability in Boaz's fields, and Naomi would suggest that she demonstrates even more. Ruth could have ignored Naomi's advice and focused on what her work could do and would accomplish. She could have allowed her fears to guide her to remain in the safe crowd of the gleaners. However, she was about to step out and be honest and vulnerable with Boaz, and her honesty and vulnerability would one day be rewarded. Sometimes, we need to step outside of our life and have somebody who cares about us and loves us give us an observation about how we're living, the choices we're making, what we're doing. We're so close to our lives that oftentimes things can get blurry and messy. It would be like me trying to describe what an elephant looks like to you while your face is smashed up against the side of the elephant. It would probably be gray, dark, smelly, rough, whatever the description is, until I moved you away a little bit so you could see the elephant in its entirety. Life can be that way, where our noses are pressed up so far against it that we don't really see something else going on around us. That's where Naomi comes in. She's going to talk to Ruth about something she's observing. These aren't always easy discussions, and sometimes they do put us in a position where we're uncomfortable. But they're valuable positions to be in. Do you have somebody older you can talk to who can give you input on the elephant you're observing in life? Or do you just want to see it the way you see it, regardless of how true it is? I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch. Goodbye for now.